Decisions, 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 decisions. Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. How are you doing? I'm Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Oh, dogs are fed. They're sitting there hanging out with me. Anyway, good morning. I want to talk about just the ability to make decisions. And is it better to have something rather than nothing? And we'll talk about a couple of different things from an Agile perspective on how that goes. Got a couple stories, one from the local skateboard park and the local community group. Talk about some Agile transformation, some analysis paralysis that everyone has. And just the idea of getting stuff out there for the customer to use to get feedback on. And it's a very Agile mindset thinking, and it can apply to anything you do in life. So we're going to talk about that today. And then I got a couple announcements. Starting next week, I'm going to start two new programs at night in addition to the daily 5 a.m. Master Scrum topic discussion. I'm going to do thinking went Tuesday nights, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. You might see me do some experimental tries overnight to see how it worked, get my equipment working and everything like that. So if you see me pop up live, that's what I'm doing. And one's going to be about Agile and Scrum and stuff going on, technology. Just talk about what's going on in the industry for what we do and share some thoughts on that on Tuesday nights. And then Thursday nights, I'm looking to start interviewing Scrum Masters, Agile coaches, Agile people, business analysts, people working in the Agile community, developers, and do some one-on-one interviews. Just talk about what's going on, what they're experiencing, so we can share that with everyone. And that'll probably be on Thursday nights. I think I'm going to do it every week because I want to get on a regular cadence, because that way, if it's a regular cadence, you know, you're like, hey, it's Tuesday night or Wednesday or Thursday night. But again, we're going to record this. I'm going to put it on podcast. I'm going to try to put on some different things, try a couple different things. And so it would be recorded as a podcast form, YouTube, so that anyone can watch these programs anytime, day or night, anywhere in the world. So that's coming up, and I'm going to start that next week. So this can be an experiment. See if you all like it, what you like, something different, and have a little fun with it. Let's see how it goes. And plus, it'll be honest with you, it'll keep me up to date on all the latest tech and what's going on in the world. So maybe if it keeps me up, it'll keep you updated too. So anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. And I have a dog just here trying to get his belly scratched. He's crazy. And we talk about ways of delivering product. Delivering product to our customer. Not working crazy hours. Getting home to family and friends. Having some fun along the way, whether it be in the office or at home. And just enjoying life as in general. So, analysis paralysis, having something rather than nothing, trying things out, experimentation, prioritization. These are all things that take into account when we, this inability to make decisions. Decisions is very important, especially in a leadership world. So let's talk about, first off, the local skate park. So we got a local skate park, put it in. There's a couple little issues, minor stuff, like they moved a parking bumper. If you park your cars, you get those little bumpers and concrete thing into the basketball courts. And that's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of heavy. One person, I could move it, but if you put something, you could probably move it with two people or so. And then there's also the skateboarders wipe out, and their skateboards go flying across into the basketball court. And about a month ago or whatever, they took out my kid when I was shooting basketball. I mean, you couldn't guess the timing any better. I mean, the guy felt bad because of skateboard. Kids shooting a basketball, took him out. He's fine. He didn't get hurt. He's a tough kid. But it's a little bit dangerous. And we were on there yesterday, and we were talking about would be nice to have two things. One, we either got to get rid of the parking thing because you can't be moving that in the basketball court because it's going to piss everyone off. And then two, put some kind of fence or barricade just to make sure the skateboards don't go flying into the basketball court. And as we're talking, maybe put a little safety fence or something. But then when we were chatting, and this is the beauty of Scrum, okay? The classic Scrum. As people talk with other people and throw out ideas, ideas start to gel into what would be a good solution. Now, I think what we came up after chatting about and mixing the two together might be not a bad idea. Like, for example, came up in the end, how about we take the parking rail, put that along the basketball court in between the two of them so that the skateboard at least hits that and doesn't keep rolling. So that now instead of throwing it out, skateboarders still have something they can do the rails across, but it also prevents the skateboard from flying into the basketball court. So maybe we put one or two of those things in there and that'll prevent that from happening. And then that grew into, so one, it solves two problems, right? And maybe glue it down so they can't move it. Solves two problems. But then the growth factor, oh, we should put a fence in, maybe we should lock it at night. And it grew into this big production because some people are talking about people playing too late and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm like, that's going to happen. And put a fence up, it doesn't really work that well. They'll find their ways in, they'll cut their ways into the fence. But it grew it. And then one guy said, oh, you had to put a fence up $60 a foot. I'm like, $60 a foot to put up a little fence? I'm like, I need that job. So this is the kind of things that came up and it just grew out of nothing. So I'm more about, I'd rather have something than nothing. So they can plan out, take 2 years, all this time to put the fence in, or we could just move the parking thing so that the one, it's permanent glue. It said something about gluing it down, which works for me. Glue it down so it can't be moved and then put it in such a spot that it would help stop the skateboards from flying into the room. Why not? I think that's a great idea. Anyway, so that's going from something to blowing it up to like, oh, we need a giant fence with locks and people with keys and people unlock it and all that stuff. I'm like, way overdoing a local little skate park that's not too big, but something for kids to have fun and stay out of trouble. So that's one idea. So that's just one, having something there is better than nothing. And for the longest time, we're going to have nothing. And come the springtime, when the kids come out to really play basketball, when it's nicer out, there's going to be some issues. So we'll see how that goes. The other thing is analysis paralysis and doing transformations. So I do a lot of transformations for companies and it depends where the company is and how fast and rapid try to do transformation. They don't do a lot of the basics in Scrum. It takes longer because I got to teach them, Jerry's moving the table. Going to teach all the basics in Scrum and Agile. Bubbles, you want to come up here? Come here, Bubbles. What? You want? Whoa, look at that big chair. What? He's a baby. What do you, how do you do it? And a lot of places are just, it's indecision. I try to start way early and long term. And I put pieces in place and gradually build the organization until a point where they can do bigger, better, more intensive things and more intensive operations. And what happens is a lot of times people wait to make those decisions on these little pieces. And then all of a sudden they want to do everything at the same time. And they wonder why everybody's heads explode. It's part of the problem. And where that comes from is the inability to make decisions along the way. And then all of a sudden you want to implement everything at the same time. And then that causes all that problems. And it's very important on the transformation. Hi, Bubbles. Do you want to be on the show? Oh, let's get you in the show for a second. Without killing any of the dogs. Ow, ow, ow. That hurt. I just got clawed. And that was on live. Is it going to bleed there? You know, look it for me? All right, big boy. I put the cat in front of you, didn't I? Anyway, I made a mistake. There it is right there. Nice car. Live YouTube world. People see me get cooked. Right, Jer? Anyway, but they put off these decisions. And then what happens, they want to do everything at once. And then it all comes at a head. And then I have other people, let's do this. And they put off that decision. And I'm like, don't put it off, because there's other things every month that we're going to roll out. And the more you put it off, the more things that roll out at the same time. And the more confusion, the more stress that happens in the organization. And people don't get that. So my advice, if you're going to do a transformation, you know, depends how they're ready. If they're doing it once a month, a new capability, a new thing comes out. Don't try to implement everything at once, because it's kind of why, to be honest with you, I haven't done a show in the past, you know, been off and on for the past 2 weeks, is this whole doing everything at once, big room planning, PI planning, OKRs, things that they've really never done at this before. And this is kicking off, and now everyone wants to do it at the same time. And we're gradually growing, and we're scaling up everything we're doing, which is great. It's just a little stressful. And there's a lot of extra stuff. And then that goes to one of the last thing. Some people want to have it perfect, figured out. Every little nuance, every little thing, every little dotted I and cross T, and how you lay this stuff out. A lot of times in these organizations, you're really not going to know how it works until you start doing it. And it's better to get that feedback loop in with the customer, even if your customers, these teams are transforming as you go, so you can shape what's going on. I guess it's a classic. I always complain about it. I got dev teams that would always say, I can't do it without the data. I'm like, yes, you can. Just fake the data. There's a point how much you can fake the data, which is pretty much what I did, is I faked the data. So this is what it's going to look like. Here's a shape. But I really won't know until I have more data from different teams. But this is kind of what it looks like. It won't look as neat. It won't look as populated until we actually start running it and collecting the data. So I will say, you can fake the data and you can shape it to what you think it's going to be. And then you'll finally more stuff, and then you tweak stuff. But without getting in there, you don't know what you're going to supply them. And you don't really know how your organization's going. But you got to start somewhere. So a lot of people who can't make decisions want to analyze everything to a T, right? And in an agile world, you don't do that. You get an 80%, 60%, 80% solution. Put it out there before you invest the other 40%. Find out what the customer likes so you can tweak it while it's still fresh in your mind and deliver good value to your customer. I hope I didn't go on a rant, but that's just something you got to think about. You want to get it out there. You want to get the teams to get their software into the customer's hands, client's hands, whoever you want to call them, users. I kind of like customers, though. I like customer experience rather than user stories. But they need to have it so you can get that feedback. So that's what I got for today. Tomorrow is Friday, so we should have Fortune Cookie Friday. And again, if you see me pop in later in the evening here on the East Coast time, United States, I'm going to be experimenting, trying a couple different things, and we'll see how it goes. With that, I wish you the best. Hope you check out the 5 interview questions. Some people saying they really liked it. It was very useful. That's posted up in podcast form and YouTube. So, anything else, Georgia? Betty, you want to say anything? One thing I did a TikTok the other day. Had Heart, she was on the back of my shoulders. And you hear this noise in the background. It's Betty snoring away. That dog is loud. I'm showing it to my daughter, like, listen to this dog. She's like, oh my gosh, it's a big snore machine. Yeah, I know. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best. Have some fun. Enjoy some time. Did do a lot of demo. One day I'll share pictures of what the house looks like after a fire. And there is dirt everywhere in my house right now. Just everywhere there's dirt. If you're doing demo, clear the house out. That's all I got to say. I got dust from like 100 years floating around my house. Anyway, it's almost 15 minutes. You all take care. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye.